What made you relapse?
Oh my God. Damn, we're just getting right to it.
Well, this is episode what, 35? Mm-hmm. Lucid Drinking. Justin Sibley saying your first name is fucking weird.
It is kind of weird hearing it.
Whoever, did anyone ever call you that?
Me, all the time.
What does Maddie call you?
Justin.
Baby?
Baby.
You cleaned up today, huh?
Cleaned up.
Yeah, you apparently you want a bunch of shit today.
I bought $5 worth of raffle tickets and...
Oh, you're gonna be negative about ticket. It. You're like, I still had to spend
first
money.
First ticket that got called was my fucking ticket.
Did you win a bin?
Yeah, day one board actually, dude. That's sick.
Yo,
straight to eBay.
Straight to eBay.
What was in your bin, dude?
You like thank you boards?
I've never skated one.
Lil Wayne sponsored, or he's pro for thank you.
I saw that.
Is he really? Is that a real thing, or is it just like a homie?
No, he's actually.
Pull it up, Mr.
I'm
Computer.
Pretty sure he's pro, dude.
I am, dude.
He did like a fakey shove. He did a couple of fakey shoves and
I did a shove it on the ramp.
Lil Wayne celebrity turned pro skateboarder.
Damn, I should have grabbed more beers before we started this.
Dude, that fridge is full of beers.
Yeah, you get to be the beer guy.
The beer guy?
That's why
we put close. The guest right there.
So you're boozing again, huh?
No, this is a Modelo Zero.
Oh, nice. I don't see the zero on it.
I'm just kidding.
What made you relapse?
Damn, we're just getting right to it. I don't know.
You don't know? You just woke up and you're like,
do you feel better?
And like,
did you drink that
better?
First one and be like, I missed this?
I wouldn't say I miss it, but like, I don't know. I went 2 years without it, so it's like, damn, harmonica.
I'll play Piano Man later.
I went 2 years without it.
So you really, know. When you were out, up fucking wherever snowboarding, that's where you,
yeah.
That's where you relaxed.
Yeah, I was like, this, yeah.
I thought it was crystals or whatever.
No, that's the first time I saw him drink, but apparently you drank before that.
Yeah,
right?
I had a beer up north.
Do we have to have that heater right there? Because that's all I can hear.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Wow, that's better.
Wow, that is better.
Yeah, that was good. Pretty rough.
It's like blowing into the mic the whole time.
Yeah. Shame on me.
What was your first?
It was a Modelo, actually. Like a light-ass beer.
Do you wish it was something else?
This
your first?
Beer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shot of tequila?
It could have been better. Nah. I took a shot of tequila on New Year's. I was like, this shit, I don't want to drink liquor.
It's not good.
I don't know. I don't think it'll ever be like it was before, though. Like, I don't know.
Well,
I used to drink.
That clip was funny, though. You guys were just ripping, what was that, 1800?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. 1800.
That is disgusting.
It was disgusting. And I don't remember what the chaser was. Sprite?
Hopefully it was none.
Yeah, rolling. Yeah, nobody.
1800, no chaser? It's disgusting.
That's what men do, dude. All right, do me a favor. Pull out your phone, everybody.
Oh, God.
Go to Pornhub and read the first video title for
nice.
Me.
Nice. Okay. All
right. My cool step aunt makes me a man on New Year's Eve.
That's so fucked, dude.
What the fuck?
Stepsister can't go to bed without my cock in her ass. Look at the thumbnail for that, too.
Oh, no.
Dude.
No, man.
Brace face Maddie with fat ass got freaky in the dressing room and in the car. Porn vlog number 8.
I want to see 1 through 7 first.
Rounded huge ass Annie Black Fox is ready for deep banging full scene.
What?
That's so
good lord.
I love the ones that it's like very descriptive, like cock and ass fucks butt double
fucks big
cock big fuck, yeah.
They signed up to do that. Isn't that weird?
I wonder who is like the, well, I guess they're independent people uploading it, but.
What?
You think there's anyone that like.
You said what?
Goes over
porn,
those?
Dude.
There's got to be somebody working at Pornhub that's basically either entering that shit in or not. Or
Like actually titling them? They're like, that's your job? You're like, yeah, just title porns. Just put in 800 titles to
coding the algorithm
this week.
We didn't watch the Lil Wayne clip.
Well.
Watch how good these clips are. You'll see why he's pro.
Yeah. Have you seen his 7-minute video part, dude?
Or
he 180,
7 minutes?
Or he 180s a sevens there?
What does his pro board look like?
His photo face. Of himself. You see that one earlier?
No.
Like the black and white photo of himself?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The car.
Yeah.
A little baby.
Whoa! I bet he hits it. I bet he touches it. Damn, doesn't even clear it.
The ride on, Manny.
Yo, there we go.
Damn, look at that transition, though.
Oh, oh dude.
Look at this. No, this fucking video transition.
I think it's, like, you know how YouTube will show you.
Slam right there?
Is that your inspiration?
Excuse you, dude.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Ride on grinds. Ride on grinds and fakey shoves. I mean, that's sick. They got him. Dude, don't do it. Dang, the mic'd harmonica, though.
The mic'd harmonica?
The mic'd?
Yeah. You're mic'ing it right now.
Why? I'm about to record a track.
Why do you
dude?
Have a box of harmonica?
Why? We ordered one and the Amazon guy dropped off a whole box. It was sick.
Like that box was full of them?
That
I was
box
hoping.
Was full of harmonicas. We ordered one and he fucked up his price first day at Amazon. And he
How much
his,
was one of them?
I don't even remember. At least $15. We donated a bunch of them to like a school and I don't know.
How many did you get like, to donate to a school and
like,
still have
like that over 20. Full, like I the guess. Whole box behind me was full, dude.
Fuck me.
He fucked up. Damn. He probably is like the rest of the day. He's like, where'd all my harmonicas go? Like, I had like 30 to drop off. I don't have any.
Did you have any G's
Dang,
in there?
It comes with that case or is that yours?
This is, dude.
Dang, yours is, I was going to say, yours is badass. Dude,
yeah,
mine didn't
see that
come
one,
like
yeah.
that, dude.
Is this a new one?
Mine's yeah. in, dude, mine's a, no mine's box. Made by M. Honer, dude.
I mean, it comes.
Owner. You guys are gonna talk
about something chill, dude.
No. Nothing's going to matter. That's the whole point of this stupid
dude.
Shit.
Welcome
None
to
of
your,
this matters. What do you want
to
talk about?
Welcome to your first time here, dude. The Corral. The
he wants all the attention, but doesn't want an episode.
Are you unboxing the harmonica?
Did you not get any oh. G's, though?
Any
Alex
what?
Wanted a G.
Yeah, I was looking for one in the key of G, not the C shit.
Oh, no.
Dude, I didn't you got a fucking box full of these?
You got like 50 C's, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know how to play them.
I it's thought you
not,
did.
It's not
You
easy.
Bought one?
I got it as a Christmas gift.
Oh.
And then we got 30 of them, so, like, we all got one. I got, yeah. like, five left. You guys want one? You guys can all
I already
have
took,
one.
Yeah, I already
yeah,
took
I'm taking
one.
This one.
Yeah, yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
Damn, they give you a bunch
East
of instructions.
East Top kind
of
sucks. This is only a T.
Look at this diagram
K.
right here. You can see, like, in his fucking throat. Yeah.
He's over here talking shit, dude. My harmonica's better than these. Fucking dickhead.
He just bummed he paid for one and got one, not 70.
Yeah, and it was a fucking C.
This is from mine or yours?
No, it's from this one.
Would you guys rather
dude,
be
is
a
that
world-class
you?
Dancer, singer, or fighter?
Fighter. No, I'd be...
I don't know, you could probably get more money to be a singer, though.
Dancer, singer, or fighter?
You're going to get more puss as a
or
singer.
Or dancer.
Well,
I'm going to be a singer. I can't sing for shit. So, that'd be cool.
I don't know why you
yeah,
want to be a dancer
singing,
as a man.
Do you get singing abilities? Like, when if you answer singer, like, are you automatically a good singer? Or are you just a...
Well, yeah, you're...
You're a world-class right, singer.
You're world-class.
How can you be a shitty world-class anything?
What are you, JJ Icefish?
He's fucking surprised, dude.
World class dipshit.
What
maybe.
About you? What's your answer, dickhead?
I said singer.
Singer?
Yeah.
We're all singers. We
fighter would be cool, but that's a career that's not very long. You know, that's a
hey, bring right. me one, dude.
It only goes get, for so long.
Yeah.
I don't want
your
CT.
Ass beat.
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
your ass beat for money, dude.
But if I'm world class,
but
I'm
then
winning
again,
a
have
lot.
Have you seen like Mike Tyson in his prime, like beat the
Thanks,
shit out
bro.
Of people?
Yeah.
He wasn't even getting hit.
Yeah.
So it's like. So
yeah, but he also
fun.
Sounds like a jackass.
He's always
he talks.
Sounded like though, hasn't he? I don't think that's some fighting. I think that's the pattern. I think that's how he sounded.
What's the next one?
I'm just gonna wear this
oh,
harmonica.
Would you rather always feel like you have to shit, or never know when you're about to shit?
Oh man,
I already feel like I gotta
Wait,
shit all the time.
How
I never
are those
do.
Different?
Am I feeling? If am I feeling it in my
different?
Gut or like in my butthole? You know how sometimes you can feel like you have to shit like
gut,
in your ass
because gut
in your
is
gut?
Worse.
Oh, you're just turtle heading forever? Oh, just forever yeah. turtle
you
heading?
You feel like your gut feels like it's got
to
poop.
But if I always
times.
Feel like I have to shit, how do I know when I actually have to shit?
How much time do I, when I find out, oh my God, I got to shit now? So know? I'm just shitting my pants like, all the
yeah.
time.
No. Whichever one involves less
I would do
shitting.
The, I would shit my pants because I would be prepared for it. I'd wear like, diapers and stuff.
Yeah, but dude,
a constant
that,
gut
yeah,
ache,
that's
though?
A good point.
You're just
yeah.
at the bar, you're like, yeah, I lost a would you rather, so I just... My name's Alex. I just shit myself.
I don't think you lose them. You choose them. You don't lose them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I probably just poop my pants.
Yeah, right?
Feeling that way.
You can prepare
is
to shit
horrible.
Yourself. Can I take stuff for my gut problem?
I guess, yeah, you're right like, now. Like I wouldn't what? Want to always be in constant agony, like having to be like, fuck, I feel like I gotta yeah. shit, dude.
Think about skating, just feeling like you're about to.
Oh, that
You
would
gotta
suck.
Drop trowel, but you can't.
Imagine you're like skating a gap and you're in midair and you just poop.
Yeah.
But you land.
Damn.
But you get the clip.
You're just the shitty homie?
Shit mid-clip.
Oh, you're yeah. just the shitty homie. Yeah.
yeah. What came first, the word
I
shit
shit my
poop?
Pants during COVID, and it wasn't
he
that bad.
You
so.
Shit poop.
Damn.
You what?
Damn.
I shit my pants when you had COVID?
I shit my pants.
I think I did.
Nice.
In 2020, I was laying on my bed, nothing but shorts on, and shit right through yeah. them. That sucked.
Through them?
Like no, on your bed?
Yeah, on my bed too, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Dude.
COVID was not fun.
I was playing Xbox at the time, and I was like, all right, I'm going to have to, I'll be back, guys.
How
was
fast it, you get up?
I'll be very fast, yeah. Because I trusted a fart, and it just pooped.
Oh, classic. Back,
yeah. Oh,
those are the worst. Shit.
So it was a fart. I thought it just happened out of nowhere. Shark. Like yeah, you were shark, just yeah. You were just sitting there, and then just so boom, happy birthday.
When I like, do when I do poop, what kind am I? Is it like a beer shit? Is it? What's the?
Yeah, it would be a beer shit.
What's the?
God, it would be a little.
Or is it just
splat.
Different all the time? I mean, you're shitting that often.
Be,
you're not.
That would probably be
consistent.
Better.
Is diarrhea forever?
Because then you got to worry about wiping too. And I fucking hate wiping my ass.
Damn, you better get like sponsored by like.
I'm sick of wiping my ass, dude. How is there not?
You need a bidet.
Yeah, fuck a bidet, from man. You, dude.
Come on, really?
Why?
Bidets stay are just. You ever have a? Have you ever been on a bidet and it like spreads shit?
No.
What makes
like
it worse?
I don't know. Like a bidet in the house where like multiple people live in. Are they all using that bidet? Is it sterile?
Use you the need toilet. You need the self cleaning.
What's the difference? Yeah.
You get the self cleaning.
What's the difference?
You have your own toilet.
Yeah, but between. If that was mine, I'd want my own toilet. Wouldn't want other homies on it.
Oh, so you want like a real bidet?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but
you know, it's like separate.
Yeah.
But you're worried about shitting at all times. So if you're like,
yeah. I didn't know this was still.
Oh yeah, I think we're still on that. Yeah.
You're still on. Okay. Yeah. Hmm.
If that's the point, then yeah, let me at least
I guess,
have the bidet.
Yeah, I hope I have access. To
like
something.
A road trip, you just shit in the car.
Oh yeah. Portable
all right. Bidet. So are we all shitting our pants?
Yeah, I'm shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, I changed my mind. At first, I wanted to be in agony, but
yeah,
it sounded worse.
And then sometimes everyone else you just sitting their pants.
So like you're just here in the podcast, like
I'm not the only one shitting, and everyone else is just like relieved. I'm stressed.
What word came first, though? Shit or poop?
What do you mean?
Shit or
feces?
Poop.
Yeah, like I don't
defecate.
Know. Like
poop probably came first.
I think poop came first.
Yeah,
probably poop.
Why? Why do you think that?
There's a Netflix show like about swear words, and there's a whole episode on how shit came about.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently you know the answer to my question.
I don't know the answer, but go figure it out, dude.
Go watch that.
All right.
You know there's a site where you can mail
shite
people
before
like animal
morphing
shit?
Into the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? What's it called?
I don't know. I don't know if it's around anymore, but you can send
poop like that.
In a box, yeah.
Yeah, you could send like a quart of elephant
but
shit to somebody's house or something like that.
Human shit is illegal, I believe.
You can buy human shit?
No. It's animal shit. Like
I'm surprised. Like
you can send your boss animal poop in the mail and he'll never know it was you if he's a dickhead.
I'm surprised, like, Twitch bitches don't sell their shit. They sell their bathwater.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? I remember that.
Yeah, they bottle their bathwater in, like,
bath
mason jars.
Though,
you don't. You just, yeah.
It's a fucking freak. Some fucking freak
put a
dude probably. Like,
yeah. Fucking mason jar and ship that shit off for $500.
You gotta buy one person's bathwater. Who you buying?
Who am I buying?
In this world, one person's bathwater.
That's so hard.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Damn, I don't know. Who's clean?
It's probably not the cleanest.
You're not using it. You're not bathing in it. You're just it's on your shelf.
Damn, but you have to.
Whose bathwater?
And
you
have to tell people too. Like it's got to be out in the open where people are like, "What's that?" And you're like, "Oh, that's
like on the mantle place."
Yeah,
that's Tupac's bathwater.
Yeah, Tupac. Oh shit. Oh, it can be dead or alive.
Well, no, let's go alive.
Yeah, let's go alive.
Adam Howard.
Adam Howard's bathwater.
God, dude.
That's good. That sounds.
It doesn't even have any monetary value.
That
right
probably
now.
Smells.
He's probably showing right now.
Yeah, what could I get the most money for?
No, you have
oh,
to.
That's
you
how
have
you
to own
you
it.
Have to keep it.
I have
yeah.
to keep it.
You have to own it. It's on your shelf. It's a conversation.
Yeah, you
piece.
Can't sell it.
And every time, you know, when I come over for Christmas, he's like, oh, hi, this is Madison, and this is my, and this is so and so's bathwater.
This is my bath.
That's a tough one.
I don't know. What are your guys's?
Yeah, I've never wanted anybody's bathwater.
I don't either.
Donnie's.
Nice.
I'll do Megan Thee Stallion's. Water.
Ooh, Megan Thee Stallion.
I'll take her bathwater.
That'd be a good one.
Drink it.
You would drink it?
No.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If it's in front of me, I'll think about it.
I don't know.
Damn, I don't know either.
You can't think of anybody?
Lil Wayne.
God damn it.
Shakira.
That's a good one. I wonder how much they were selling that shit for.
Wait, where did the word
eight or nine
shit
of them in my room
originate
right
from?
Belle Daphine set the internet and... This was in 2019 when she announced that she was selling jars of Gamer Girl
right
bathwater.
$30 each.
$30 each? How many
did
she sell?
Shocking everyone that actually sold out in record time. It says. What the fuck, man?
Dude, yeah. How much did she make from that, though?
What's like an annual...
$30 bottles of bathwater for all you thirsty gamer boys.
That's what it says, like in quotes?
Yeah.
Is there not like a number of how many she sold?
More than 500,000 likes. on that post. What the fuck?
I mean, it probably doesn't say how much she sold.
She looks like a Pokemon. She looks like AI. Yeah, she looks like an NPC, dude.
Looks like an NPC.
She looks like downloadable content. She's not real. That's some fucking weird ass dude selling his own bathwater.
She charges up to $2,500 a month for access to her Snapchat.
Our Snapchat? Jesus Christ, dude. That's fucked up.
Like per person?
Imagine spending $3,000 on a bitch's Snapchat monthly.
It's free.
Yeah.
Didn't we open this episode with Pornhub?
Gotta pay the bills.
You're paying $2,500 a month, no biggie.
I wonder if she's on Pornhub.
Man, you're horny right now.
Maybe a little bit.
Which would you rather have be random? Your weekly paycheck ranging from zero to double your paycheck, or what you eat every night for dinner?
Like the same thing? What do you mean?
So my paycheck could be shitty.
You could pretty much get a $0 paycheck,
right?
Or double. What but you have no clue how it's going to fluctuate, or your dinners every night just switch up. I'm going dinners.
Yeah, but what if you get like...
Yeah, you could get rich real quick.
What if you get like cow brains or some shit?
Oh. I just wouldn't eat.
You're like...
Let's say you have to eat it.
You're like, I'm guaranteed food tomorrow, I guess. Yeah.
Otherwise, you can just... You can back out of all these if you want to do that.
Can you have a second job? You said there's no rules. What if I just get paid off a second job?
I don't know. Like, so you guys are really dissecting these.
Somebody's like, I don't want to eat tonight, so I'm going to sell my bathwater.
I would. I mean, but you always get to eat guaranteed meal.
Yeah, you just don't know what it is.
Something awful.
Like, but is it food? It can be like shit. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm shitting my pants all the time and I don't know.
Yeah, you're shitting your pants and you don't know what you're eating.
Yeah, I think I might go with it.
I want to go with the paycheck thing until I get $5.
Yeah, I think
how often am I getting paid? Is the pay
every 2 weeks? You're bi-weekly.
Your normal check.
Yeah,
it's different. If you get like $20.
$20 2 weeks,
and then you got to pay for dinner. Yeah, I'm going with dinners, dude. Yeah.
What if it's a fucking ashtray? You got to eat that shit.
Oh, what,
man?
That's your dinner, dude.
Alex is serving it. Here's your dinner, you fucking piece of shit.
You get like the prison mush shit.
Oh, yeah.
You still got breakfast lunch, dude.
True. You could.
Oh.
You still got breakfast lunch, dude.
Do you? Yeah, that's just your dinner.
Dinner, dude.
Yeah, I never eat breakfast.
Me neither.
If I do, it's like I don't. 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It's brunch.
If you actually fucked a girl to death, would you have sex again?
Wow. Jeez, when did you think of that one?
I don't know.
That is kind of fucked.
Hmm.
Do I kind of know what did it?
Yeah, it's you fucked her to death. You know, like, the autopsy comes in. Yeah, was she having sex? Like, yeah, we were last night. Yeah, you fucked her to death.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would do it again.
Like, how many bitches can I kill?
Can I get in trouble for this?
I don't know.
Because if not, yeah, like, then I'm
I think after the second time, you're probably gonna be like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Like, dude, there's something wrong with you. Come on.
They might make a Netflix
documentary. Do I know the limit? Do I know what the breaking point is?
It happens.
But
every
if I know,
time,
if I know, I fucking do a certain move, I kill her. I'm gonna.
There's like
then,
a.
What
like
if I start doing that? Like,
there's a finisher.
I'm like, let's see.
Mortal Kombat
finisher.
Pull the Mortal Kombat move out.
Holy shit,
damn,
dude!
I can't do that again.
So you know you can never touch that move. And then, but if you kind of hate somebody, you can do that move and then like just lie about it.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Shut up, man. How much did you take?
I can reach his fridge.
He said just one. How much have you taken in one? What's your peak?
Dude, he took 6 one time. That was when he was like, I can't leave the house. Right?
You took 6 at one time?
Dude, I thought it was. Dude, yeah.
7 is moderate, though.
It was not moderate.
8 to 12
it
is
was
mega.
Absolutely not moderate.
What is, isn't there like a heroic dose?
So people
too?
Will eat this whole bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That's what mega
I wouldn't
is.
Recommend it.
I've seen YouTube videos where people are like...
Oh,
like
mega is the whole thing.
0.5 to 1 is micro. 2 to 7 is moderate. It says 12 per package. Doses.
Dude, I ate one piece and tried to skate once, and I ended up in the mini ramp the whole time. Like, I couldn't pop my board. Like, and I didn't smoke any weed. Like, I didn't drink anything. Like, I ate one piece, and I was like, dude, this makes... I have to think. Like, this makes no sense. I couldn't skate.
What's the highest you've gotten? off of
the highest I've gotten.
Not off weed. Not off like smoking.
What's the highest you've gotten?
Not off like smoking. Like that.
I've only eaten, dude. I've only eaten the six and then one. I'm like, I'm good on those. Dude. They're so strong,
dude. Sick. I want to go to Omega Mart.
No, what fuck is that?
It's in Vegas. Well, there's another one somewhere else, but they just opened one in Vegas. But it's like made to. There's like a grocery store that's like.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
But go to like the grocery store this? Part of it.
Oh, what?
It's just like an attraction in Vegas.
Oh, that's the one where you go through like the hidden door?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
it's like
that,
a bunch
yeah.
of shit. You just like kind
of.
Like
one of the fridges
thing,
opens up and then it turns into
yeah,
like
and goes
this
into
place.
Like that room. Yeah. yeah. So like that photo right there where it looks like it's like laundry detergent, you can like buy that, I guess.
What?
Like all the stuff that's in the store, like is it plausible deniability? Like you can buy that.
But it's actually laundry detergent?
No, it's not real at all. That's probably like a fucking. Stress ball or something.
What's or like just point? An empty bottle.
Yeah.
$20 and I don't yeah. know what I'm getting.
Yeah, I heard it's like $50 to even go to this place too. I'm like, fuck.
That sounds stupid.
I hope just I never
walk,
go there.
Like just to walk around.
I hope I never go.
I hope
there.
I never end up there.
But I saw some video at some lady, she's like, yeah, I just took shrooms and walk around. She's like, I'm fucking she's
Mega
like,
Mart.
Yeah, she's like, I'm fucking scared right now, so I'm not gonna get like she shows like one of those rooms where like the first one Alex showed up, yeah, like something like that. She's like
that would
so
make
it's
me
like,
yeah,
dude, it's
lose
like
my
made
mind.
To like take drugs and go to. Yeah. What the fuck? Look at that.
But like she like saw she's like, oh fuck no. Never look mind, I'm not going that dude. Way.
You ever like panicked?
But, yeah.
Like oh,
yeah.
hard?
Yeah. It's not fun.
I remember I was one of my buddies.
But like,
oh,
I feel like
name?
Every time it's happened, I felt better afterwards, which is weird.
He did acid or whatever. He's like, dude, I'll never forget. Like, opened up my hands and I saw an entire city.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucked up.
They say that like after you do on enough hallucinogenics, you can like trigger your own, like it's weird.
Third
like,
world.
Trigger your own.
Fourth world.
Your third eye.
No, like you can trigger your own hallucinations after you've done
oh,
enough
shit.
Psychedelic drugs, I guess, which is crazy.
You're just perma-tripping?
Yeah, you're looking at the white walls, just tripping out.
Damn.
I wonder if there's got to be like some like VR like trippy shit you can do, too.
Oh, yeah, probably. Well,
when you guys were
that'd
kids, did you
worse.
Look at like the YouTube videos that were like the black and white?
Yeah,
you
look at the wall
so
and
bad.
Oh, yeah.
These are probably
yeah.
so bad for your eyes, but that's basically an acid trip.
You've done it?
Acid?
Yeah.
Sure. How many cameras are on me? Sure.
Wait,
only
what?
Two.
I've tried it.
I mean, that'd be cool to go to that spot, but fucking $50 just to walk around
just
seems kind of stupid.
And then
yeah.
it's like at least
yeah,
$50 for your mushrooms that you want to take before you go there.
All right. Yeah. So whole day.
I wasn't
walk around
prepared
the strip.
For this. I got nothing.
Me neither.
Would you,
I thought you guys would have something, so I didn't come. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Well, here's something. Would you rather go back to being 18 years old, knowing everything you know now?
I feel like
or just get $1 million.
Just get $1 million.
I just get the mill.
What am I going to do? I'm not really that smart right now.
I don't want to yeah. be 18 again.
I would do it, and I would fuck up that GameStop thing.
Oh,
yeah, shit. Right. Like some stocks yeah. or like some.
Or just buy a
dude,
bunch
okay.
of yeah. buy GameStop.
I didn't lock my,
GameStop,
I didn't lock
right.
my
invest
answer
in like
that.
Twitter.
No,
know?
Dude, I would just
okay.
sports games, Super Bowls.
Yeah,
because
that's way more than
Super Bowls and shit, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Like
that's way more than $1 million, yeah.
Dude. And if you do it, what, from 18 and 25 now?
You'd be rich.
I'd be fucking...
When the Blues won the cup as, like, the shittiest
oh
team, and then they went all the
God.
Way. And some guy yeah. bet some guy bet like, $1,000 and won, like, $300,000.
But imagine what you can do with $1 million.
Yeah, but what if I win that bet and I got $40 million?
Gary Bettman would be like, how the fuck do you know that?
Yeah, I'd probably get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would tell people I'm from the future.
Yeah.
I'd, like, save people.
So what's
or
up
like,
with this hot sauce?
Hey, you're like,
I'd like
you're like COVID's coming.
Yeah. You guys yeah. think I'm fucking nuts,
yeah,
but you wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see. You motherfuckers. Yeah.
Or I would let
you're
people
be
fucking fail.
Home.
Or okay, I would like yeah. just prepare for COVID and let people die.
Mm. You fucking you are a dickhead. Truly you are a dickhead.
That's okay.
Fuck all you guys. I got all the water and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Nobody else yeah. can fucking have it.
Hey, why do you have so much?
Oh, yeah.
Why
start stocking so up on
I
that.
I go to Flint and
blast selling it. You're yeah. selling it outside the store during COVID. Like, I got so much toilet paper.
Just scalping toilet paper.
I fucking got it. Yeah. I
can't get it.
That was fucked, though.
I would use that shit for evil, dude.
look at his eyes, dude.
He's like, please happen to me. It's happening right now.
There was a... like a limit on water you could get at the beginning of COVID. There's like a limit on everything. Like 2 cases of water. Like what? I can only buy 2 cases
oh,
of water
yeah.
right now? What the
oh,
fuck?
Yeah.
Like each product had like a...
I would see how they came up with like the COVID vaccine and then like make it my idea.
You're going to compete against Pfizer?
I know the answer before they do.
You were already at the Capitol.
This morning, dude.
You're like, I was at the... You guys are going to storm
I'll
the Capitol.
I'll tell you what every election's going to be. Fuck $1 million,
dude. Yeah, what the fuck?
But what if you... What You're is just it? Having fun what now. Is,
but I'm playing God at this point.
Back to the Future when he goes back and he's like, you can't fuck up anything because it'll change shit. Like, what if you fuck up... You're like, yeah, this guy's going to win the election. People are like, no. And you fuck a bunch of shit up.
Oh, yeah. You
the
might...
The mortal time-space continuum. What's it called?
Butterfly effect everything. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't Ashton meddle in things that would affect me.
You don't know. Scoring 1,000 goals.
If you do go back to not fuck something up, but in a different time zone, what are you doing? Where are you going?
What do you wait? What?
If I do time go? Period would you go to?
Oh,
you can't go in the future.
No future.
No, because we don't know what's gonna happen.
Like the '70s would be sick. The '60s would be sick.
You fucking
you really are a pothead. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, I go to Woodstock.
Yeah. What else did you guys go? The fucking
I don't know.
The '90s.
Wait, we're only going back.
You said we can't go forward.
I guess you
can
go forward. You could go forward, but
forward after I answer. After I answer, you can go forward, dude.
I would love to go just forward. like an old time just saloon back in the fucking
dude. I'd be the sickest gunslinger ever.
1800s, yeah.
Oh,
it's
damn,
like,
you guys want to go like Red Dead?
Yeah, we're going Red Dead.
I'm still thinking like GTA, like 70s.
I feel like the '80s could be sick. Just doing like a ton of blow.
Nah.
What's wrong with the '80s, dude? Or like the 1300s?
You got to go to Miami if you're going back to the '80s.
Sword fight people.
Can you pick your like, is it just where you are?
I would just go back
in Westland, but
I would go
'80s?
Back in time and like,
you're in.
I'd like,
can
I'd go
pick my location.
I'd go back into like some fucking Chinese era and like learn the art of like sword fighting and come back with that shit.
You were like,
damn, what?
You were on point tonight, dude. What the fuck?
It's been a while.
I guess it depends where you're going.
Oh shit, dude. We haven't in a while because I've. You see the whole Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Can't forget it.
Motor Trend Car of the Year. I don't know when this was when I wrote this.
It's like the Rivian or something, isn't it right now?
It was, it was a car called Lucid.
The fuck is that? By this, who? For 2023?
Yeah, right there. Was that last year?
This is 20... Oh,
yeah, last year.
Lucid Air?
Lucid Air, wow.
By
wow.
who? Who made that?
I don't know.
We did, Lucid Trend.
Lucid.
Lucid.
From a California startup.
They got the Golden Gate Bridge.
Like
a,
yeah, I feel like they got to fucking cater this dumb electric shit because the Rivian like won the truck and that's the all electric truck or whatever that was like made in Plymouth or something.
Dude,
oh really?
Yeah,
those electric cars. I heard that the mining that they do for them is like more dangerous than like.
You should have heard my Uber driver yesterday to the Rivian game was basically like, somebody can hack your software and basically like, and he's like, well, what if it like the software malfunctions or something? And he's like, it just auto drives itself and you don't know where it's going. I'm like. You all right?
I saw something about...
Are you going to drive into a fucking median right now?
One of those dudes... Have you guys ever seen that show Shark Tank?
Yeah.
One of those guys on there said that his son works at Tesla, and he's like, it's not even a car company. It's a data company. Like,
I guess Tesla...
Collecting everyone's
data.
Yeah, because
I guess Tesla has been having, like, software issues
in
their cars.
I'm pretty sure when you have a Tesla, there's, like, a way you can see where other Teslas are at on the road and shit. It's just, like, a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah. You can, like, follow other Teslas?
Like, it's not really about the car.
What's Sibley up to today?
Get this car, like... Give us all your info and we'll drive it for you.
Like that thing that one locked all of its doors and then caught on fire with the person in it?
Jesus.
What? Were they okay?
Yeah, type that in.
But he claims that, what's his name? Elon fucking Musk? He claims that
fucking Musk.
He claims that car is a.
Elon Musk?
Never heard that name.
Elon Musk. He claims that car is like uncrashable. Like people have asked him, like, what about how to do on black ice?
You seen the video where he like throws
that's a good point.
Pretty much.
But that, cool, I'm sure, but like, I'm sure the self-driving shit could malfunction.
Hey, Pat, can I get a hams?
Is this it? This
what kind of service
this
is this,
the,
dude?
That's the photo of the on fire lock.
Pretty
Tesla?
Shitty photo, huh?
How the
dude,
fuck did he get out?
He kicked out the window. Oh my god!
I would do the same. That's fucked.
And then like Elon Musk
could you
came
imagine?
Over.
Like, so did it lock?
He's like, hey, I'm sorry.
Read the shit. He goes like, it was this guy, Jamil Jutha, was on his way to a golf course, blah, blah, blah. This next one says, something tells us he didn't make his tea time.
Oh, no. And then I'll probably be needing a new set of clubs. Oh,
who wrote this?
Fucking dickheads.
Who wrote this article?
I don't know, somebody.
Coleman Molnar.
Or like they were, the locks were freezing. Have you ever seen the door handle on a Tesla? It's like you push in. And
no,
like
I haven't.
In the winter, they were like freezing over and you couldn't get in your fucking car.
No way.
Yeah.
They push in?
Like
to, oh yeah, because there's
on
no
the door.
Like
there's like on the door. There's no handle. You like push in and it comes out and you pull it open.
Yeah, there's no manual like entrance on Teslas. Yeah.
So I think he's already out of it. He's out of this point.
What do you mean though? I don't understand. So
you know how there's a door handle?
We'll pull. No, up
I know.
The
yeah. Yeah.
We'll pull up. The
I get that, but like, so you just hit a button and it opens itself or what?
Yeah.
No, dude. Kind of. Just pull up. Look up frozen Tesla doors.
Okay. Oh, because so they're like kind of like you push them. Yeah, it's not. It's like flush with it.
Oh, I do remember now. Okay, yeah,
and you
yeah,
push
yeah,
it
yeah,
in,
yeah.
right?
So now they made it so you can open it in the app. I don't know why I know so much about them. I don't have one. I sat in one, like at the mall or something.
We were
stupid.
In an Airbnb or Airbnb. We were in an Uber for one.
Yeah, to the Red Wings game, really? Dude.
And they had a tablet like
we had
in
six
the
of
back
us in.
Seat.
What? That's like. Sick.
It was cool.
We hooked that guy up,
man,
dude.
It's cold out. Why do we live here, dude?
Yeah.
It's fucking cold out.
Why do we only do podcasts like in the cold months, dude?
The new GTA update?
Well,
I think you
the
can
drug
like
wars
it's like
or
a new
this fucking snow again.
No,
fucking
no, no.
I hate that fucking snow.
Dude,
dude.
Does it actually make you shittier
that
driving?
Snow, yes,
I feel like
dude,
it does.
That snow's got me flicked, dude. Around. That snow has got me arrested, dude.
Because Sibley loves just having a fucking 5-star.
Dude, well,
could you imagine if you had to do time?
All right, in GTA, I would be fucked.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd be in jail all the time. Like, I'm not playing. Doing hard time right now. I can't play.
What's up?
But yes, you have to log on to serve your time.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You have
god.
To play through your fucking
you have
jail
to actually
sentence.
Play the time.
No, damn. But like even if
that's
you kill the fucking witnesses in
well,
GTA,
you
still have all the fucking stars. So it's like I might as well just
you
kill
can't
fucking
play.
Everybody. Or I'm gonna call that guy and pay 300 and get my wanted down.
Are witnesses really a thing in that game though,
dude?
They're a fucking thing in Red Dead.
Yes, but if you even if you kill them, bro.
Yeah, you can't do shit in Red Dead, dude.
But,
fuck you guys for making me download Red Dead and delete it twice.
That's on you. What do you
I played
mean?
Nobody ever played it. I'm like, okay, this takes up like 300
I
fucking
played it today.
Gigs.
I'll end this podcast right now. You want to go play?
Dude, hit that red button.
Dude, I'll go home.
He did. We can play.
No, hit it. Make it green, dude. Fucking dickhead.
But, dickhead. No, it'd be funny if you had to, like, you could not play regular online until you've, like, done jail time. Like, you gotta, like, mop floors or
serve
lunch or something. Or you gotta serve lunch or something.
I'm not gonna derail this too much, but that would actually be, like, a sick update.
Dude, have you ever played,
there was
have you
like
ever played
a
drug dealer
update?
Simulator?
That'd be fucking tight,
no.
Dude.
They have a, dude, drug wanna, dealer simulator on PC. You can, like, get robbed. Like you wake up and you're like, all your shit's gone.
What do they call
jail and you have to serve your jail time.
What do they call that? It's like roleplay, right?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called? Like an RPG game.
You've seen the ones where, like, it's like a guy's an actual cop. He's like, all right, I gotta write you this. And then you'll like they'll have to give
oh,
over
yeah, on GTA.
Yeah.
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 What do they call that?
That's,
what
that's, PC
just, a, that's just a computer mod.
Role
it's just
play.
A mod
yeah.
in the computer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mod,
yeah. 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 It's a PC mod.
Dude, I want to play Farming Simulator.
Dude, I got the free trial.
Oh, damn.
Farming Simulator?
Farmville was
dude,
cooler.
Yeah.
So
was,
I downloaded Farming Simulator, and
it's
fucking
actually
boring.
Work, dude.
It's hard.
You gotta work for it, dude.
And you have to have a certain mower with different blades, and if you cut, it's like it takes longer, and it's... You'll see
like
so you press this one button it'll highlight all the shit you've missed so you'll see this little tiny ass little mohawk spot you're like motherfucker dude
or like when you start the game it's like what's your budget for your farm it like makes you pick it
damn
and you're like what like,
oh I'm sorry I'm retarded I'm thinking Mowing Simulator
oh,
that game
no,
oh,
big
no.
See,
difference
no,
that game
huge
is fucked
difference.
Though that
power,
game is fucked
Power Washing Simulator
that game's sick
have you guys played Shredders it's a snowboarding
dude,
simulator
I've
game
been playing
no.
that
dude that game is so it's fucking so fun dude
is it hard?
Oh dude I
it's,
love it
it's not no. easy it's not easy but it's not like hard like
oh dude let's play
I would love to let's yeah play. That game's fucking sick
oh also how many eagles do you guys think you could take before they get you?
How many eagles?
Eagles.
Like one, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Those fucking things. Have you seen the talons on that motherfucker,
dude?
Dude?
I wouldn't even try.
An eagle?
An six. Eagle.
A fucking eagle? I'm
six
not
eagles.
Fucking
six
with
eagles.
The eagle, dude.
Well, okay, maybe four.
You got it.
Four,
dude. I don't, dude. If I could, if
I'm
successful,
are they all coming at me at the same
Alex,
time?
Alex, you're like you're walking through the woods.
Are they all coming at me at the
woods,
exact same time?
You're walking through the woods and you're camping, right?
And you see...
You get attacked four. By one bald eagle and you evade it. You're bragging to everybody. Imagine four, dude.
I'll do it, dude.
He said
four
six.
Eagles.
No,
he said
six. He said
do I have any? Do I have
dude,
to
those,
kill it or do I have to get away?
No. One or none is my answer.
And do I have a weapon of any kind?
No.
I got to think, if unless they're coming at me from every
can
direction.
I shoot them?
Yeah, they're all coming at you at once.
At the same time?
Oh, at the
how
same
many?
Time? Does it say that?
One,
how many? I definitely didn't say that. But,
Corey's making the
it
rules
just
now.
Says, it just says, how many eagles could you take before they get you?
Four.
Four eagles.
Because unless they're actually coming
you know, they
like,
can fucking
each
fly.
All at the same time. I'm thinking, no, I know that. But I'm saying like...
Dude.
Does Alex sound weird?
I don't know. Do I?
Oh, he's not.
No,
he's not.
Dude, you know what? Yeah. You know what?
He's just,
you know what it is.
Up about
yeah, does Alex sound weird? Like, no, he sounds fine over here. You know what it is? No, pull up the fucking claws on a bald ass eagle right now. Pull up them motherfuckers. And yeah, then pull up the clip of Chris Willick saying bald ass eagle.
Put bald eagle specs.
That's a bald ass eagle.
Yeah, honestly,
that's a bald ass eagle. 25% larger than female ones are 25%
larger. Their wingspan is up to 8 feet.
Yeah. Four of them?
You're taking on a look at that motherfucker.
30 feet wingspan?
I think your best bet would be if you successfully kill one of them, like use that as your weapon.
Don't they look like an Italian like boss mob leader with that slick back hair?
They do, yeah.
I'll fuck you up.
Hey, dude,
I'll fuck you up.
Hey,
dude, I'll fuck you up.
It's fucking Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie. He slicked his hair back, dude.
You think you can take my homeboys?
Yeah. You're going to get jumped by a fucking clan of bald ass eagles, dude.
Dude.
You're going to be FaceTiming us like, whoa.
I wouldn't dare.
Fucking Tony.
So what's everyone's answer? Mine's one or none. He's a
four,
six.
Four. Six was.
Yeah, right. I'd be one or none either. I wouldn't even try. Yeah. I would run.
I would say two. So I would kill the first one and successfully kill the second one with the one as a weapon and then probably get overran.
Not me.
Do I have any time to prepare? Can I learn the eagle?
No,
you're like, come on, dude. Yeah,
no, it's
try me, bitch.
You're
I've been training for this. What are you, Tom Cruise?
You're walking to your car one morning, boom, four eagles.
Yeah. You know they're six of them. You
yeah, then I'll
six
say I'll say
balls.
One. I'll say one if I'm not prepared. Four if I know it's coming.
Does that mean you have a gun or something? Like,
no,
because
I don't get a weapon.
You can take four.
I don't get
of
a
them.
Weapon.
No, you just take them.
Just mentally ready for the bird.
Look at his.
Dude, that's 40 to 60 pounds.
I have a good
eagle.
Idea. If they're not coming all at the same
what's
time,
your plan
I got
of attack?
A good idea. Well,
yeah, what's your plan of attack?
I don't know.
Oh, what the fuck?
360
you can take
punch.
Four. You have some sort of plan of attack.
And are they like pecking me all? Or are they like driving
know.
Me? Or are they like pecking me or some shit? You know, like.
I mean, yeah, they're trying to come at you.
They're coming up on you.
Look up bald eagle attack. Look up bald eagle attack.
How are you successfully getting through the first three?
Is that a panther?
That's a fucking cheetah.
It's a fucking cheetah. You're going to take four of them? There's one on a fucking cheetah.
Well, yeah, I might be wrong.
I think you're very wrong, dude. I don't.
That thumbnail scares me, dude.
Yeah.
Look out, yeah, six.
It's going to get a shark howl.
Dude, look at that thing.
No, it does not.
Tony, the bald-ass eagle.
Oh, that's fake.
That's, that's fucking fake, dude. I bet it would help if we had the audio.
We just got clickbaited so hard.
No, dude, come on.
That's fake.
That is so fake.
Yo, that's horrible. That's look so at the dude, look at the blood coming out of it.
They're trolling
dude,
us. Fast
sick.
Forward, dude. Look shark, look at the chapters. Go to fucking cheetah.
The pain monkey. In the shark's face there, though. He's like, ah, the bald eagle.
This shit's all fake, dude.
Dude, go to the comments on this.
What are the comments on this?
How many views does that got?
Look at it just coming
15
in.
Million views. How? What are the
2.9 million
is that
subscribers.
A fucking polar bear?
Go to some of the comments. What are some of the top comments on there?
I never knew eagles are this strong. Amazing. Love this video. Amazing learning experience. Give me a place that you want to read their Yelp reviews.
Like a food place or anywhere?
I don't care.
Anywhere.
Wherever you want, dude.
The Golden Corral or something.
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
Oh, right. Yeah, Golden
where,
Corral,
though?
Westland.
Wait, oh, Westland?
Yeah.
There's this place by me that got closed down. To they had like bugs in their shit, but it's called Takeouti. Takeouti.
Wow, Golden Corral out of 58 reviews has a 2-star rating.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
If I could give this a no star, I would.
What? No way.
It's our first time attending a Golden Corral and will be our last. We get there and staff were rude from the get-go. From the get. We were there 15 minutes tops, just sat down and started eating. We take a bite of each thing we had and it was all cold and gross. No flavor in anything. Best thing there was were the instant mashed potatoes.
Oh, man.
We nicely called our waitress. She perfectly said, I'm not sure what we can do for you, but I'll get the manager. Manager comes over. Fakest smile on the planet. I explained her situation, and then we usually don't do this, but our food was downright disgusting. She gave us our money back after calling us little kids.
What?
Damn.
Obviously, Golden Corral isn't going to have top-notch food, but this was just beyond disappointing.
Modern does not have a one-star review.
Oh, wow.
What do they have?
They got a lot of five stars.
They got a two.
They don't have a one. They have a two.
Read the two.
Semi-nice
this one,
park.
This one for Scoreboard says, we sat there for 12 minutes and no one came to even get us water. Says trivia online. There's not.
Oh, shit. That's fucked.
No trivia?
So these people went on a
Tuesday. 4 days ago.
They went on a Tuesday for trivia. They said, there's trivia online. There's not.
No fucking trivia.
There hasn't been trivia there for months, dude.
4 days ago.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
What does that Modern review say over there?
Yeah, what's the Modern
$25
review
$25 to skate six banks?
No, it says, semi-nice park. People aren't friendly.
They are your
typical rude skater kids that work there. Why does the park close at 8 on Saturday nights? Are you trying to lose business and piss people off? It's Saturday night. Stay open till midnight like all the great skate parks did. They all closed down, but at least you could try to act like you give a shit about the skateboarding community.
Damn, dude.
But
who is this? Who left that review?
Brandon C. from Rochester.
Damn.
Modern.
Brandon C.
Scoreboard actually is kind of killing it on the reviews, man.
It's fucking the Joel.
The world.
In the world.
You're really about to give him a bad review?
I said,
play
more employees, the bar back is cool, though.
I fuck with Damien, though. You
alright? I'm great.
What side of the hot dog do you eat first?
What side of the hot dog?
Are you saying?
Oh, no. It comes up this line.
Bastard, dude.
Is that from some shit I don't understand?
No, it's written on here. That's in your notes?
Yeah.
That's in your notes?
Oh. Are you saying if you pick up a hot dog, which way am I going?
Yes. The chocolate?
I'm probably going left.
Yeah, I think I'm left. Yeah.
I'm a left guy.
What do you mean? Is there a left and right on a hot dog?
If you hold a hot dog, like, are you going this way or this way?
Here's your hot dog.
Fuck, I've never thought of it, dude.
Eat it.
Left.
Are you going this way?
I'm going left, dude.
Shit, I've never been given a hot dog like this.
Okay, but usually you're like this. Which way you go?
So you leave.
Which way you leaning?
I'm going left.
You leave 7-Eleven with
a
hot dog.
If anyone eats a hot dog this way.
Closest to your mouth.
Why anyone eats a hot dog?
Why is that necessarily closer?
You guys are eating a hot dog hamburger style. Fucking weirdos.
I understand, but which way you leaning? You're not grabbing, you're not eating a hot dog like a dong. You're eating on a side of it.
Oh, a lean.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because we're right-handed? You think left-handed people go this way?
You're left-handed.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Only in hockey. I don't know.
Same golf.
And golf.
Same
yeah.
with me.
What way would you swing a baseball bat?
Left, but I write with my right hand, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are fucked up.
Dude, yes. I'm still fucking coughing over here.
You're left-handed, right, Steve?
In sports, yes.
Yeah. You also hate dogs, right?
What?
Wow. New year for Corey over here.
Yeah, good. I like it. I like the energy.
Go ahead. Continue.
It's good.
Left-handed, I hate dogs.
Continue.
It's good, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got.
I can take 30 Eagles, dude.
30, yeah.
What was your MySpace song?
Dude, I was so young. I remember I was so young that I had a MySpace. Yeah. My mom was like, you don't have a MySpace, do you? And I'm like, no, I did. And it was like, I didn't have any friends like that in MySpace.
You know how seriously people would take a top eight right now?
Oh, I know.
It would be bad.
Oh, now you're probably
people
right.
People would get so pissed about their top eight.
What, on a page, like songs?
No, top eight.
Oh, top friends.
Friends.
Friends. Friends. Could you imagine if that was a thing now? People would get so pissed.
Like, so if like Instagram had that,
probably started
like,
these a lot of shit.
And then you take someone out of your top eight?
This is my top eight. But it's like viewable. So like, could you imagine if like on Instagram, you pull up your page, right? And like, you know how that shows like the highlights or whatever? Like your profile? What if it's like your top eight just right here?
It's like your top four.
Well, six.
You just remove
it. Probably fit six, yeah.
Top five. We'll go say top five right here. That's your top five. And then you're like, I don't know. Pat hasn't paid me back, so
you're out of the top five.
We're moving.
But it's connected to Facebook and shit now.
That's what I'm saying. Did Tom
Meta, dude? Tom's taking over the world.
Tom might be part of Meta.
Is Tom part of Meta? Tom is someone killed.
You
Tom.
Think so?
No, he's on the. He's on.
They made a clone.
He's
of
on
him.
The island with Tupac and
Epstein and all those dudes.
Yeah.
They made a clone of him.
Zuckerberg ate him. Just gained his powers.
Yeah, he slathered some sweet baby rays all over him and then ate him. Dude, have you seen that video?
What?
Zuckerberg's in his like backyard, like cooking, smoking meats or some shit?
No.
I haven't seen
that. We're like, I'm out here just smoking meats, and, you know, we have that sweet baby Ray's we're going to put on it. It's fucking weird, dude.
From my backyard, where I am smoking a brisket and some ribs, I'm making meats now. Smoking these meats here.
Dude, he's got the most lizard eyes.
So, I'm the meat chef.
He just
smoking these meats. Smoking these meats, and just set the charcoal up, and you set the wood chips up, and then smoking meats, grilling meats, good smoky flavor. Smoke a brisket for like 12 hours.
The coal and charcoal and wood.
Bison sirloin, ribs and sausage. So I'm looking forward to that.
Dude, his pupils are fully dilated. He's peeking.
Today we got a brisket.
Because I think he was on a live video, so that's why he's like staring all weird, but.
Today yeah, we his got pupils are.
He looks fucking out his goddamn body, dude. Why does he look rocked?
His pupils look massive.
Yeah.
Am I true? Dude, he just doesn't look right.
He's plugged into the meta right now, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he was an alien versus predator.
Meat like a brisket.
I don't know which one, but he was in that all those movies.
I got ribs in there.
AVP.
I got ribs in there.
Sitting in our backyard, finishing off this brisket and these ribs. And hopefully for Canadian Thanksgiving, you get to eat a lot of brisket and ribs. How many of you guys are eating brisket and ribs tonight? Brisket and ribs.
You have to think about it.
Where's the sweet baby Ray's part?
Yourself. So what are you guys making for dinner? Brisket and ribs, I hope. Ribs and the brisket.
These guys.
What?
Eaten. I want to try your brisket. I want to try my brisket. It's a pretty tough cut of meat. Ribs and the brisket. Are you excited to have a rib tonight? I want my baby back ribs. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce. That is going on the ribs. Sweet baby Ray's. Sweet baby Ray's is very good.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Sweet baby Ray's. Sweet baby Ray's.
Dude.
Sweet baby Ray's. Maybe throw some sweet baby Ray's.
Dude, how many times did he have to say it? Someone paid him. Come on, yeah, dude.
Say it 50
She's waiting
times.
For her ribs. I mean, she knows what's coming, and sweet baby Ray's.
Fuck, dude. What the fuck? I'm just staring.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, no, this is.
What's your favorite band?
What's your favorite band?
Where'd you get your first board?
Yeah, where'd you get your first board?
Holy shit, dude.
How was work?
Yeah, how was work? It's great. A great day at work.
Listen to this one. It's called Wedding Shotgun. It says an Italian American wedding that the KKK shows up, murder the bride and groom.
What?
What do you think Kentucky sober means?
He only smokes cigs, Marlboro Reds, and like Budweiser.
Oh, so shit. You're Donnie.
Budweiser. Budweiser, damn, yeah. Marlboro Reds. So you, but like no weed, no nothing else. Like
we'll go him second.
Yeah. Wait, Kentucky sober, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky
yeah.
sober.
I'm locking
Kentucky
it in. Sober.
Probably you're still drunk, but you're only drinking like.
Oh.
I don't know. Probably some sort of rum.
This greasy ass.
Something from the south.
That's a much better answer than mine. I make myself look like a dick.
Yeah, well, because I.
No one ever gets these. Very rarely do people get these right.
Marlboro Reds.
What I thought was like Kentucky only sober. Only Kentucky, like.
Kentucky southern, sober.
Only southern products. You're like, yeah, I only drink.
Well, isn't California southern sober? Isn't California sober? You don't drink, but you smoke. You know, like, I'm California sober. Like you smoke weed, but you don't drink.
Oh,
so what's Kentucky
yeah.
sober?
Damn.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
Like that's what I would
Kentucky
say.
Kentucky sober like is Kentucky heard, sober where you're not you're like
you're
you only
not
drink
sober, but like,
you only drink alcohol, but you don't.
You're probably
weed.
Just like you're drunk all the time off the brown liquor.
No,
like
what if
Jim Beam?
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
It's basically only doing your friend's drugs to save money. So it's like, sorry, man, I've been distant lately, but I'm Kentucky sober. Can we smoke at your place?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, none of us are close.
I got a lot of homies
so
that
not,
are Kentucky sober.
You're not smoking
sober.
Or drinking unless it's at your friend's house and you're mooching his shit.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends that are Kentucky sober.
You're about to start saying that.
You motherfuckers.
What's a cling man?
A cling man?
Yeah.
Cling man. Like, think wingman, but cling man.
Cling man.
Oh, I got my answer.
Like,
go ahead.
Like the yeah, like where's your friends at? Where's your hot friends?
Okay. Like, he's always asking for.
He's always where's the yeah? Where's your hot friends?
Okay.
Yeah, we just keep fucking describing Donnie.
Yeah. A clingman is someone who you don't like. You want a wingman around, but a clingman is someone you can't get rid of, and someone that you don't want. You're right, like they're not helping you pick up any chicks.
It's a wingman that sticks around when his services are no longer needed.
That makes sense. That one's easy.
What is solar bowling?
Solar bowling.
I'll go you first.
solar
to the high heavens.
Solar bowling.
You're bowling with all really the lights on it. It's not fun.
Solar bowling.
That's fair. Not right, but it's
Would
fair.
Would you say solar bowling? Oh wow.
Can like we get a hint? Is there anybody you can give us a hint
if we're like stuck?
Like, if I give you a sense, there is a sentence, but that might give it away.
Can you like come on? Put it into layman's terms. Let's hear it.
I think it has nothing to do with actually bowling.
Okay.
Oh shit. Okay.
I can give you a sentence, but I think it will give it away. Well, maybe not. Whatever.
No one knows it. I lost
my lighter, but no worries. We can just go outside and go solar bowling.
Oh, why is it solar?
Yeah, they didn't really give it away. No.
They're just using someone else's lighter.
Oh no, you're using the sun to
ignite your bowl.
You hardly passed.
Oh, solar bowl. Oh, God.
What is it? Dirty Huber. I went to the auto mall today and ended up with a dirty Huber.
Auto mall.
Auto mall.
Dirty Huber.
Dirty Huber.
I'm gonna say dirty Huber. Dirty salesman.
Dirty Huber.
He's close. He's very Huber. Fucking close.
Well, then what Huber. Else is it?
I mean, he's close. What do you think?
I don't got a guess, dude. I don't have a fucking guess.
Brain blast.
When you went to the auto mall today and got a dirty Uber.
Huber.
Huber.
Uber.
Uber. Dirty Uber. Dirty Huber. Okay. I don't know, dude.
When you go to a car dealership expecting to buy a car, would you leave with a rim job instead?
Oh. Is it like a shiesty car salesman?
No, like, yeah.
Haha.
You leave with a rim job instead?
Yeah, you get your butthole licked.
Yeah.
The Lexus December to Remember sales event.
Oh my God. Yeah. What?
Yeah, you never hear you. What do you think a bag baby is?
Oh, no.
Bag baby.
She's like with you because she wants like a $500 purse? She's a bag baby?
Oh, shit. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great answer, but it's not right.
No.
That's a good question.
That's my...
Birkin bag baby mama?
Birkin bag bitch.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, she's a bag... Like, you see some girl, and you're like, oh, because you bag a bitch. You're like, oh, that's a bag baby. I can bag her easily. Okay. It's a bag baby.
Like, you got it in the bag?
You don't have to... Yeah, you don't even think about her. It's a bag baby.
Baby that was conceived off of a bag of some substance.
Oh no.
Shit. Yeah,
sorry. A bag baby.
It's when a guy wears a condom, finishes during sex, and the condom slips off inside the girl when he pulls out.
So it's kind of literal.
Bag baby.
It's a bag baby.
It's like getting the condom stuck inside of you.
Damn. This is Urban Dictionary?
Push it out like a bag baby.
I've had that happen. I had to pull it out. It was fucking gnarly, dude.
No.
I literally had to go in there and take it out.
Oh.
It was fucked.
What is clitting?
Oh.
Clitting.
I don't want to go first on this one.
Making beans. I don't know.
We are.
Clitting.
No, it's like something about like you quit sex because.
Oh, I'm clitting. But you still masturbate.
Oh, I'm clitting.
I don't want to have sex, but I'll still masturbate.
I'm clitting. Wow.
It's called clitting.
Like jerk it off?
No, yeah, a chick clitting. She's clitting.
Oh, she's clitting.
I'm clitting sex. But she's still like, you know, she's still getting off. She's clitting.
I don't know. I got no better answer.
It's just basically enjoying something, so it's like, oh my God, this pizza's so fucking good, I'm clitting. It's not the greatest thing ever,
damn,
but
I don't give him props for
like
that.
Like I'm coming
that one.
When you're really enjoying something.
I'm clitting.
What is a top hat?
Oh no.
Oh,
oh no.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not a top hat.
It's not an Abraham Lincoln hat.
It's the uncircumcised dude. The skin on your dick.
No.
Yeah, it's your top hat.
Nope.
He said, wow. I thought you were right. And he said, wow, because I
know.
He does
that.
Wow.
That's
totally wrong.
He likes to make you
a
think
top
like,
hat.
Oh, wow,
top
good
hat.
Answer, but no.
A top hat.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything yet. Oh. I'm still thinking.
How come you don't guess in this game?
I know what the answer is. Dickhead.
Is there a way for you to not
dickhead,
look
yeah.
at the fucking definition?
Top hat. All right. I got a... Start thinking about
it's like top like, hatting.
It's when you poop, but then you have a little extra come out on top. And
okay, that's a good.
That's good.
Your little dip on top.
Yeah, it is.
Your little dollop.
A little squirt.
What's the answer?
It's when one places his scrotum on the top of someone's head while they're sleeping.
Oh, stop my God. Like a mushroom stamp?
This one's fucked. What do you think a dirty Boston is?
A dirty Boston?
This is my last one, too.
Oh.
This one you won't get because it's so. It looks like somebody was just like, it's fucked, but.
Related to Boston at all?
Or? No, I haven't.
No? Huh.
It's when, when having sex, you pull out of the dog, come in its bowl, and mix in some kibble.
What?
Mix it.
Oh, my.
And then you basically like, and then you what? Basically mix it, and the dog eats it.
Dude, you picked this up.
What the fuck, dude? Way does it
say that? Oh my God!
What? Oh my God!
You gotta edit that out, dude.
Come here, puppy. I made you a dirty Boston.
Oh my God!
Take a bite of your taco, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Just do it.
Yeah, everybody, take a bite.
Just take a bite. Taco. All right, take a bite.
I gotta take one.
Yeah.
Give me some hot sauce. Let me try the hot sauce everyone's trying.
Wow.
I don't fuck with hot sauce.
This motherfucker went dead on. You guys went left.
Oh, that's...
You guys went left. He went dead on.
I'm left with a hot dog.
What is an authentic taco to you?
What is an authentic taco?
If you get an authentic street taco or like whatever, what is it?
What time of the day is it?
What time of the day is it?
I don't think that changes it.
Is it 2 a.m. and Taco Bell's the only place open?
Cilantro and onion.
That's not authentic.
Cilantro and onion.
You go to Puerto Rico and you get a taco. What do you think is on it?
Oh, chorizo. I like chorizo and tacos, but the first time I ever had chorizo on a taco was in Puerto Rico. So when I came back here, I'm like, oh, I'll get a chorizo taco. I'm like, this is not nowhere near the same. That Puerto Rican chorizo
was
that
so the one
good.
Where like we're at like
chorizo by
we're
itself,
at the outdoor
picnic,
the outdoor,
yeah,
restaurant,
outdoor one,
yeah.
Yeah. That spot was dope.
Yeah, that place was sick.
What sponsor do you want? You can pick any sponsor you want. You can only get one though.
Anyone
in the world?
Like, can you like at least narrow down like clothes or like brand? No, none.
Let's
Who's
do
gonna pay anything. Me the most? Fucking Red Bull, dude.
I would get sponsored by Benihana.
Sponsored by
Benihana,
or some like crazy sushi restaurant might be sponsored by that.
Oh, you're going food? You're going food, huh?
Not necessarily.
Ferrari.
I was being like realistic though.
Yeah, that's not
Ferrari's,
why.
Ferrari.
This is all a fucking joke, dude.
Any sponsor you want, you get one.
I'm trying to think of companies that will always fucking be fine, like.
Google.
Oh, Burt's Bees Google. Would be a good one. You would never be chapped.
You would never be chapped.
See, you got to get sponsored by like a Meijer or something, because then you get Meijer. Sponsored by everything.
But then you're only sponsored in Michigan.
Ah.
Yeah. But then you can only get hooked up in Michigan. You get hooked up.
All right, then Walmart. Walmart then.
All right. Good. Yeah. I didn't know you were going there. Everyone makes me answer first. Yeah.
Alex,
you're the guest.
Oh,
you're the guest.
Sorry.
Steve, what's your sponsor?
I would say like a gas company. I hate paying gas, dude.
I just want infinite shrooms.
Yeah.
Like so a gas company.
Like Sunoco.
That would be
like
sick.
Sunoco.
I deliver groceries, so gas company.
I feel like I don't see
tight,
Sunocos
dude.
Anymore, really.
Dude, if I got, dude, yeah, gas. I changed my answer.
I'll
fuck anything
Sicko.
But a gas company.
I'd be down at like.
And I want some of your stocks.
I'm just, yeah.
I want fucking, what do
you're
they call it? Profit share?
you're just like getting clips with Sicko shirts on.
Dude, that'd be sick, like a Shell gas station shirt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think I'd go BP.
BP.
Although they do have a history, though.
Remember the stickers you could take?
A little stigma there. Stigmatism to BP.
You escape for those fucking people?
Yeah, but they got the best gas. It's got the highest ethanol.
I know, right? I huff it all the time.
Yeah, it gets me the highest.
One sponsor, Apple.
Apple wouldn't suck, though.
T-Mobile.
Oh, Apple? Oh, okay.
I'd probably go with, like, Metro PCS.
I'd say a camera company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Because they're all...
Damn.
Yeah, technology in general. Like, yeah.
Maybe, like, Huntington Bank. Pay off my debt.
A bank, yeah.
I mean, you know me.
Pay off the debt I owe through my sponsor.
I'm sponsored by Chase.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, but you getting money from them?
By
or
the
you're just
IRS.
Getting kind of, like... Something like high client account or some shit.
I'm sponsored by the IRS. I can't talk about it.
You believe in any conspiracies?
Yeah, birds aren't real.
No, they're not.
Any conspiracies? Like, what do you believe in? So I don't look crazy on here.
I don't think I necessarily believe in anything, but I indulge.
But like you
I don't think I believe in any of them, but I indulge some.
Yeah, same.
Like
okay,
the birds
what
one.
I was looking for.
Was the moon landing real?
No, Steven Spielberg fucking is the greatest director alive. Next one. Greatest rapper alive. Wayne Bakey Show.
Dylan.
All right, that was Steven Spielberg.
You mean Stanley Kubrick?
Yep.
Space Odyssey?
No. I'm pretty. No, dude. You, now you got me fucked up looking stupid.
What about chemtrails?
Yeah, they're real. They're up there, huh? They're fucking out there, huh? No, I mean, are they real?
Yeah, how about that one?
And the earth is
round.
I think it's round.
Round. Square. All right.
No, it's flat. No one's ever been to the end. We should make up some conspiracy theories.
COVID treatments causing COVID deaths.
Yeah.
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 I would agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Did the vaccines contain 5G chips?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
5G chips? No.
Reptiles running the U.S. government.
Yes. Oh, like a reptilian? Like they're yeah. cold blooded.
Reptilian, yeah.
Have you seen hiding in other people's skin? I don't know about that one. That one's very interesting to me. That one's funny. I don't think I believe
well,
that one.
Dude, there's a show.
You can
fuck,
see their teeth.
It's an animated show on Netflix. It's called, like. Oh, what's it called? God damn it, dude.
Animated show on Netflix. It's called.
There's a Netflix show and it's called Inside Job. Yeah. It's an animated
yeah,
show.
I saw.
Have you seen it?
No. Anime?
It's an animated show.
Oh, no, no, no.
But they basically are like the agency that covers up all conspiracies. So like reptilian people are real and like the earth is flat and like JFK shit.
No, but that one's funny. They say a lot of politicians are reptilians, right?
9/11?
Oh, fuck. Who's going first?
Jet engines don't burn steel.
You guys ever seen? You guys are you guys familiar with the Tupac hologram at Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you gotta say.
Have you ever seen that photo where it's like jet fuel can't melt steel beams, and it was a photo of a Jet's pizza chain?
Oh. No, I've seen that.
Holy no. shit, dude!
What about UFOs? That's
they're
a vague
up,
one.
They're up there.
They're up there.
Hey, we've seen one.
I'm pretty sure I have too.
Richard from Four Lanes. He
a
shows
long time ago.
Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, the Denver airport.
Oh, underneath all
yeah,
the tunnels.
Yeah.
I buy it.
I believe that one.
I believe that one. That
is
one's
it supposed to be the Illuminati or something?
I haven't heard about it. Supposed to be like Illuminati headquarters, but they have like a.
Have you seen
horse?
Like
they have hundreds of thousands
the horse
miles
there.
Of under? I'd say that they like connect to other states and shit. It's fucked up.
Even the paintings in there, there's like kids like killing other kids.
Yeah,
there's like paintings of
like
kids killing other kids.
But they have a horse that's out front and has like red eyes. And it just looks like a demon horse and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Like, why does that? Why is that there? Like,
oh, what about Heartgate? Know about that one?
God damn it!
It's a good one.
It happened. Is that real?
I mean, Heartgate's supposed to be like some portal or some shit, isn't it?
There's 5 points that make a pentagram, and if lightning hits all those, it sends a beam to the
fountain thing, right?
Lightning hits that, charges that.
Who came up with this?
Shoot, this guy. He literally fucking has
have
a whole
heard the conspiracy theory.
We should start our own.
Hold on. Have you ever heard the conspiracy theory that Ann Arbor isn't real? Look it up. Look it up.
No.
Fucking
Ann Arbor
look
isn't
up.
Real?
Look up. Dude, look it up. Ann Arbor isn't real conspiracy theory. This guy's off his fucking rocker, dude.
Ann Arbor doesn't exist.
There you go.
Researcher says.
Oh, yeah.
This guy?
That was the other thing where it was...
He's a chemtrail researcher. Part-time chemtrail researcher.
Yeah, they're up there, dude. They're fucking up there.
Part-time.
Hold on, dude. Please entertain this.
There's this thing I learned on the internet called the Biofield effect.
Ann Arbor is supposedly located just west of Detroit.
Supposedly, yeah.
However, the attempts to contact the local government with no success. Ann Arbor is not a real town. Google it and you'll find out for yourself. I actually lived in Pontiac and drove to where Ann Arbor was supposed to be.
There's nothing there but trees.
Dude, go down. This guy has like a reason. He says like you enter. This is when you guys started talking about portals. I started thinking about this. And I'm like, I'm not going to bring that up. I'm not going to bring that up.
What about the CIA creating AIDS?
I can't believe Ann Arbor's fake.
Dude, it's supposedly there.
You guys know anyone who lives in Ann Arbor?
I don't know.
Maybe Greg Trevino one
they all
time.
They all live in Ypsilanti.
And then why do they all disappear?
Oh shit. What about have you guys heard about all the missing the amount of missing people? The amount of people that go missing in national parks? It's crazy. It's fucking it's kind of scary.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy thing or just people getting
that's Bigfoot.
What do you mean?
That's Bigfoot. Yeah.
That's Kentucky sober.
What are you trying
that's some Kentucky sober shit. What are you trying to say though?
I don't know.
Look it up.
What about the Simpsons always predicting shit?
Yeah, what's
real,
up with that?
Dude.
It's the I can't even say it.
Freemasons.
Say it, dude.
It's the fucking Simpsons.
It's the Simpsons.
Perfect. So why do the Simpsons predict everything?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Former Simpsons showrunner says no, show did not predict 9/11.
Yeah, right. Right.
You seen that photo? Bart's holding it up.
Yeah, the New York one.
$9.
Look at this one, dude.
Dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. There you go.
Damn. Them Nikes.
It's called
the push with the fucking pants pull up.
Donnie's safe shelter.
This is dickhead Donnie at his finest, dude. This is when Donnie was a fucking dick.
Dickhead.
Straight up. He was a fucking little asshole. Worst dude.
Worst hold on, can you guys, hold on, can you guys hear this when
yeah,
he says his name?
Yeah, listen to his fucking voice.
Hello, folks. My name's Donovan Stock.
My name's Donovan Stock.
Oh, man.
This is my safe shelter.
This is my safe shelter.
Kentucky sober down here.
Pillows, Robert's shoe, my phone down there somewhere.
Damn. DSM. What's DSM?
Downriver Skate Media.
I thought it was his initials, dickhead.
Don't you do like a front feeble in this?
He does a back
on
three.
On a ledge?
He does a back three. This is the same. Yeah. This is the same skate park? That's
banging!
Crazy.
Banging!
Alex acts cool, like he can't hear you through the headphones.
Who?
I'm not sitting right next to him, dummy.
Yeah, dumb fuck. You silly goose.
I'm talking about my voice, you fucking dumbass.
What is this?
Setting goals and achieving them.
Spooky.
How many views? 3 likes. 6 days ago, 25 views. Spooky Hours Podcast. We should just make a podcast where we talk shit about other people's podcasts. I would be on every week if you guys let me.
Justin, can I get another
obviously
hand?
Obviously, that's in the realm of like yeah. art or business.
Thank you.
But it also kind of applies to making life changes that will stand the test of time.
I don't know shit about weed, dude. I don't know shit about fuck.
Well, terpenes are in,
I don't know
terpenes
shit about
are in
fuck.
Food. They're in food.
But I guess...
It's the same shit.
This I don't need y'all science on it because I don't. I want to know what it is, but I don't care. About how it's...
That's okay. I don't want to explain. Perfect.
What the fuck happened to Steve? Is he lost?
I think he's gone.
I think he's talking to Pat.
He might be lost, dude.
Tell him Pat he's an idiot for ordering a fucking pizza.
Should we close this episode, then Steve never came back?
That'd be funny.
I guess we could.
Be funny.
Let's do it. Well,
I'm not saying we can't do that. It'd be funny if he just disappears in it.
Oh, he's not coming back.
No. This isn't even recording.
Oh, is that dead?
So, yeah.
Oh, well.
So.
Any last thoughts then, my guy?
They're up there.
What's up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they're up there. The chemtrails.
Dogs? What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? What's up, dog?
Is chemtrails like the, like, what are they poisoning with, like, the jet fuel or some shit?
Yeah.
Agent Orange Man.
Yeah, what? I think so.
Agent Orange Man.
What look is that?
Napalm.
Look it up. Have a good night, everybody.
That's pretty good, yeah.
All right.
Thank God I was recording that.